See, God says things about nations, about kingdoms, but often they are dependent on the conduct of the people in those nations and kingdoms. When he took Jeremiah to the potter's house, he said this to him: "One moment I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it. If that nation against which I've spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I planned to bring on it. Or at another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build it up or plant it. If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which I promised to bless it." You see, Jonah was annoyed with God because he didn't destroy Nineveh. Jonah was kind of a bit upset that he'd been telling everybody that this place is going to be destroyed in 40 days and God didn't do it. But our God is a compassionate God. And the people in Nineveh repented and turned from their evil ways, and God relented on his judgment and did not destroy the city, and we can see it today. Our God delights in forgiving and blessing those who repent. But he'll also withdraw his blessing from nations who disobey him. Well, all of this preamble is about the background picture. It's about our nation. So if we compare Nineveh, where we had a plague in 765, an eclipse in 763, a plague in 759, and a minor earthquake in 755, with Britain, we had bird flu. We have good immunization in this country. Bird flu could have been a plague without the intervention of medical science. 2010, still a bit, we've got swine flu. You may have felt these. Just recently, we've had a couple of minor earthquakes. And when I was going to get up to go back to work on the 4th of January, it was really dark. Because although it was cloudy, there was a partial solar eclipse. Now, I'm not saying that those are the same signs that Nineveh anticipated, but there are some similarities, and God has recently been telling us a couple of things. He's been telling us that he's been winnowing his people. That's purifying us. And he told us that he's going to open a way for us, and we need to seek it and understand what it will be. Last May, after the election, I was seeking God for a word for the nation. I'm going to share the word that he gave me with you this morning. I think it's the right time to do it. I've shared it with the other elders, and they've told me that they think I should do it too. I would like you to weigh this word. I have copies of it here. If we run out, the guys at the back can print it. But this is what I believe the Lord is saying to us today. Your nation has turned to material wealth to fulfill her desires. Over many years, money has been used to cover over the real reasons for poverty. This does not lead to satisfaction. Your nation is now facing the cost of this. This is an opportunity for my church. She can show my values. As more and more people find that their lives change, and that what money they had is reduced or taken away, they will ask questions. My church has my answers and must bring them to the attention of the people. Your nation has spiritual poverty. You are to pray for men and women who have my gifting and my mission to be raised up and to become prominent in your nation. These men and women are my emissaries. Through them, I will cause many to think again and to explore other mindsets. My church must be ready for this. This is the time to prepare and to plan ahead for an influx of people seeking truth. I am truth.